So should the footballer Jay Donnelly be sacked by Cliftonville now that he has been jailed for 3 months for sharing an indecent image of a child? This all started in 2016 after Donnelly took a photograph of the 16-year-old girl while having sex with her. He then sent the photograph to a friend and a WhatsApp group that included fellow Cliftonville players. But should he be given the boot, or should he be allowed to play for the club after he has served his sentence? On the line we have Alison Morris from the Irish News. Good morning to you, Alison.
Good morning.
And the sports journalist Stephen Beacom. Good morning, Stephen.
Hi, Vinny.
We should say at this point that the club's management committee say they will now follow the required club disciplinary procedures, but they did stop short of dropping him. Alison, what do you reckon?
I think Cliftonville have definitely not covered themselves in any glory in this situation. This has been going on for quite some time, as you said, but in November, when Donnelly pleaded guilty to this, we know that Cliftonville played him the next day. Now, we don't know whether the management at that time knew about the guilty plea, but they certainly knew about the case and they knew it was pending very soon. It was only after it became public and there was a bit of an outcry about it that he was benched until then. The issue that I see is that once he pleaded guilty and he was sentenced, Cliftonville should have had a statement or at least a position on this prepared. It wasn't a surprise. There can only ever be two outcomes of it. To then defer it until after the appeal was a nonsense, because Donnelly was only appealing his sentence. He wasn't appealing the conviction. He wasn't trying to get found not guilty. He was just trying not to go to jail. It wouldn't have changed what he was charged with. It wouldn't have changed what he was convicted of, and it wouldn't have changed the fact that he remains on the sex offenders register. So why Cliftonville even deferred it until now, I don't know. But for them to still not have a position on this yesterday, I think sends a terrible message to the young fans, to the youth team. It sends an awful message to their women's team. It sends an awful message to their women's fans, and also the rest of their fans who have, you know, sisters and daughters and people who they wouldn't like to see treated as collateral damage in the career of a footballer.
Well, Stephen, on that point, what message do you think this does send from Cliftonville to the victim and her family?
Well, Vinny, I agree with Alison. I don't think it sends the right message whatsoever. Cliftonville have been criticised from all over the place, inside football privately and outside football publicly, for the way they've handled this case. A lot of people think they've dragged their feet over the issue. And it's worth pointing out here that while we're talking about Jay Donnelly, we shouldn't forget the victim, you know, and her family, because they've obviously gone through a terrible time. What happens now with Donnelly is going to be this, Vinny. I believe that Cliftonville will get rid of Jay Donnelly. They said in their statement yesterday that they were going to start disciplinary procedures. And my understanding from within the club is that key board members feel that the time has come, finally.
Well, if you believe that, and if that is the case, why have they not done that now? Why wait?
Well, that's the $64 million question. I'm surprised after the court case yesterday that they didn't come out with a statement saying that the time had come for them to get rid of Jay Donnelly.
And do you think that they should? Should he be allowed to play football when he has served his sentence?
Well, I believe, Vinny, the judge said yesterday that he gave Jay Donnelly 3 months in jail because he wanted to use this case as a deterrent. And I think you've got to use this case as a deterrent. What sort of message does it send out if Jay Donnelly is playing for Cliftonville next year? And Jay Donnelly's football future is under serious scrutiny now, because I can tell you this, Jay Donnelly is a very, very talented footballer, one of the best young promising players in Irish League football. But will other clubs want him at their club? Will other fans want him at their club? Will potential teammates want him in their dressing room? These are all questions now that have to be answered, but I think it's going to be very, very hard for Jay Donnelly to be playing in the top tier of Irish League football next season. If he wants to continue to play football, and that's another question he has to answer, he's going to take an awful lot of stick from opposition fans, from even potential his own
fans.
Okay,
but let's remember that he is very young. So let's look at it from this perspective, that when he has served his sentence, if he apologises, he still has to work. This is his job. This is what he does for a living. So what do we expect him to do when he comes out to try and be a functioning member of society, Alison Morris?
I agree with a lot of what was said there is right, but also you got to bear in mind that because Jay Donnelly is such a talented footballer, I believe that's why this is dragging out. I think if he was a mediocre footballer, he'd been sacked long ago. And what does that say? That your behaviour should be, you should be able to behave in any way you see fit as long as you're good at kicking a ball. I mean, we've had this all come out before and we've all debated this in relation to the rugby trial. And here we are again with soccer. Now, despite the fact the two rugby players were acquitted on their trial and found not guilty, Ulster Rugby still sacked them because they said it went against the family ethos of the sport, given what had come out during that trial. I would assume that a sport that we know that is traditionally quite middle class has a different moral compass or ethics or standards than the like of football and soccer, which we know attracts quite a working class fan base. And no, I don't think that this should be something that follows the rest of his life. I do think that people can be rehabilitated, and I do think that he, of course, can come out of jail and try and do something more positive with his life. But I think that what he probably should do is use his experiences maybe as a learning tool to teach other young men and of the dangers of this kind of thing, because we have an issue with social media where this has become quite a normal and everyday process.
Because in both trials you mentioned, the WhatsApp was a big player, and that culture, maybe it's a generational thing of sharing images among groups of people, whatever those images might be.
And the language used and how people treat and use each other.
Okay, 030 30 80 55 55. What do you think, listening at home this morning? You know, what should he do when he comes out? Should he be allowed to play football again? That is his trade, or should, because footballers are often held up as role models, should he be banned and sacked from that arena and made an example of? Frank, good morning to you. First call of the day.
Good morning to you, Vinny.
Go ahead.
If I had been the judge, first of all, I'd have given 3 years in jail. Now, I would ban him for life from football. And what we need to take into consideration here is this young girl here. She was 16, a very vulnerable child. And for a fella of his age of 23, he should have had more sense. I don't care, people can make excuses for him here this morning, but no, I would have given 3 years.
And what about when he comes out, Frank? Should he be allowed to play again?
No. No way. No matter how good a footballer, how talented a footballer he is, he should not be allowed to play football again. Football, for him to come out and do the like of that there, for people, young men, to be watching this going on at this particular time, they would think, oh, you can do that and you can get away with it. You'll get 3 months in jail, you come out and you're still a hero. No, I would ban him for life from football, no doubt about it.
So what should he do, Frank? Because obviously he's got to earn a living, so does he look for another career?
Couldn't he go and he could do anything, Finney, so he could. Couldn't he go and brush the streets? And that's what I'd be doing with him, making him brush the streets. He can go out and get himself a job. And what's this wee girl going to do? They tell me here, I heard yesterday they're saying that this is all over the world, this type of stuff that on this child. If that was, I'm saying to your listeners this morning, if that was your own daughter, nobody would like that coming to their door.
What do you say, Frank, to the people out there that feel he is a young man and they'll maybe defend him by saying he made a terrible mistake, he's now going to pay for it by going to jail?
Yes, and that is so true. But as I said, 3 months is not long enough for him. I'd have given 3 years. It has to be one of the most serious offences that can be committed after murder.
Okay, Frank, thank you. Fred in Lisburn, good morning, Fred.
Good morning. I'm going to say this. He should not be allowed to play football or go into any professional body that revolves around children. If you look at it, he broke the law, yes, he admitted it. He knew what he was doing, he admitted that too. At a time when we are trying to encourage more families to get into football, more young children to become more active, both girls and boys. How can we have someone like this as a role model? We cannot allow it.
Do you think there's an issue, Fred, among, and I'm not talking about this actual case, but among young people, that culture, where perhaps some people are unaware that sharing images, depending on what they are, can be illegal, and the severe consequences, like what has happened to Jay Donnelly?
The severe consequences are coming out. He admitted it.
Yeah, but my question is, are young people, are they all aware of how serious their actions can be? Some people might think, and again, I'm not talking about this case, that it's boisterous, it's humour, they're sharing images, whatever they might be, and they don't realise how serious it is.
I agree with you, because they don't read the terms and conditions on the likes of Facebook or WhatsApp or Instagram before
But it's not just about terms and conditions, it's the law. You know, they're not aware of the law.
I think that's what I'm saying. They don't take, they just click the box and say, oh, that's it, done. They don't look at the law, they don't look at the terms and conditions, they don't look at the legal aspect of it.
Mm.
And then when it comes back to bite them, they've already consented to it. Oh, yes, I did take that. Oh, I didn't read that right.
Okay, Fred, thank you. Michael and Nabi, good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Vinny. The thing that that gives me great concern is that the response from the governing body, the IFA. I mean, all I have read from the IFA is that they're waiting to see, you know, what the outcome was. Well, the outcome has been already delivered. So the governing body should be taking the lead in this. They should be giving the directive. They should be telling Clifton Bell, you have breached the rules. You have someone in contract who's in breach of their contract, i.e. under various regulations, for example, access ANI, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, the governing body, their silence in this is deafening.
Well, the IFA, just to give you their statement, they say following his sentencing, the Irish Football Association will now consider a charge against Jay Donnelly of bringing the game into disrepute. The safeguarding of children remains the highest priority of the association, and our sympathy is with the victim and her family in this case. Alison, it does come back then to the unusual timing of this, the delay of action from the likes of the IFA and Cliftonville.
It is, and if you think if that was any other line of work, if you worked in any other line of work, especially a line of work that had young people involved, because remember there are juvenile members of the Cliftonville youth team that would be training in around the same time and would also be present around many of the matches, you would have been suspended while that case was pending. You would have been sacked as soon as there was a guilty plea. I think what Cliftonville are doing here is quite cowardly. I think what they hope will happen is that the IFA will take the decision out of their hands and then they not have to make a decision either way, because they just don't want to.
And how would that benefit them, though? Because surely there will be a lot of scrutiny on the club and what it does next.
There is, but if you remember, Jay Donnelly's brother also plays for the club. And I think that there's a lack of willingness or bravery or even any sign of leadership to take control of this issue. And they're half hoping in a very meek and cowardly way that the IFA will take the decision in their hands. They'll say, oh, well, there's nothing we can do. You know, we can't play them anymore because the IFA have said we can't.
We have asked the club to come on the programme this morning to answer some of those questions, and we are, I think, still waiting to hear back from them. Stephen and Antrim, next caller, go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
Well, just picking up on what Alison was saying there, I think the real issue is about any football club that would want to consider hiring Jay Donnelly. It's not a matter for us in the public, to opine about this. It's for any club that's going to be, let's say, selfish enough to make that decision, because you have to consider the victim in this place. As the judge pointed out, that image that Jay Donnelly took and passed around will be out in the internet forever. And I think that in the balance of things, 3 months gets you to the summertime, Vinny. That's not...
He was initially charged to four months in January, and that was reduced then by a month.
It was knocked down to three.
Yeah.
So, you know, I heard much during the media coverage of this about Jay Donnelly's limited intellect and so on and so forth. But clearly his legal team were able to convince the judge to reduce what many people would regard as a non-deterrent type of sentence.
Do you think, Stephen, we should be looking...
Can I just say something on that?
Yes, Alison.
It was a magistrate's court case. A magistrate's, because there's a limit to how much of a sentence they can give you anyway, so it was never going to be a lengthy prison sentence. I think about 6 months is probably the most it could have been. And the 3 months, he won't do 3 months in prison. He'll do probably around 6 weeks in prison.
Well,
that's reduced by half.
That's why it would appear to us out in the public here looking at this, that this is being treated almost as a non-event. Remember, he shared that image in a WhatsApp group amongst the Cliftonville players. So even if the club themselves won't come on and talk, what about any of those Cliftonville players that received that image? I don't hear any of them making public statements.
What do you think, Stephen, about the fact we continue to look at footballers like gods quite often? They're held up as role models for many young people. Why do we do that?
because footballers are heroes. Vinny, you grow up, and a lot of boys grow up and a lot of girls grow up wanting to become football stars. They're icons, they're on TV all the time. Last night, so many people will have been watching football matches in Northern Ireland and thinking, my goodness me, wouldn't I love to be like them? It is just the way it is. It's not just footballers, it's other sports stars, but football is like the global game. It's the game that reaches everybody. And I do believe that footballers have a responsibility. Certainly, it doesn't matter if you're an Irish league player or a world star, you still have a responsibility because you're going to have fans looking up to you. And what happens next for Cliftonville is very, very important because it's going to show them up if they don't deliver quickly on this. And as I've said before, my understanding is that they think that the time has come for them to get rid of Jay Donnelly.
You say that though, but yet it's still not happened. Yesterday would have been the key point to say that.
Yes, it would have been the ideal time to say that. There's no question about that. The Irish FA, by the way, they, as you've said there, they're looking at whether they bring disrepute charges against Jay Donnelly.
Yes.
I'd be amazed if they don't, and I'd be also amazed if they don't give him a lengthy ban, because all of a sudden it's not just Cliftonville that people will be looking at. They will be looking at the Irish FA as the governing body and the guardian of the game here to see how they react to all of this, because they have to send the right message as well. There's no question about that.
Okay, Jamie in Malaya. Good morning, Jamie.
All right, young Vincent, how's you?
I'm not too bad, Jamie. Go ahead.
I'm an Irish League fan myself. I think the way Cliftonville chairman and board have acted is absolutely disgraceful. The day he pleaded guilty on the Friday, he should have been discharged, or whatever name you want to call it, from Cliftonville, taken off their books and his wages stopped. But instead of that, they've done the complete opposite. He pleaded guilty on the Friday and they played him the very following day. The point I was going to make has already been made. These players are supposedly role models. As somebody else made the point there, the Irish League is trying to bring in more families, more young people, young males, young females. How are they supposed to look up to people like this? What way is Cliftonville looking? And personally, if it was the owner, I follow an Irish League team every single week. Very rarely miss a match. If it was one of the players from the team that I follow, I wouldn't set foot in the football ground that I'm in every week again in my life until that player is rid off.
Okay, Jamie, thank you.